briefly, I think one point that has not been made that really should be made is at the closed hearing, when Mr. Watkins testified, he verified every one of his notes. He did not deny anything that was in those notes. And so the question about the First Lady's determination to be involved and to get rid of you folks has not been denied by the man who did the firing. So that was verified, and I'm sorry that the American people didn't get a chance to see that. One other thing I want to point out is it's been stated that there's a parallel between your firings and the dismissal of other people in the government here at the congressional level and the post office and so forth. The fact of the matter is your honor was tainted. Your integrity was tainted. That didn't happen with the others. It's unfortunate they lost their jobs, but there were reasons for that. But you were accused of being crooked. In our Declaration of Independence, our forefathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, because the only thing they considered sacred was their honor. And briefly, I think one point that has not been made that really should be made is at the closed hearing, when Mr. Watkins testified, he verified every one of his notes. He did not deny anything that was in those notes. And so the question about the First Lady's determination to be involved and to get rid of you folks has not been denied by the man who did the firing. So that was verified, and I'm sorry that the American people didn't get a chance to see that. One other thing I want to point out is it's been stated that there's a parallel between your firings and the dismissal of other people in the government here at the congressional level and the post office and so forth. The fact of the matter is your honor was tainted. Your integrity was tainted. That didn't happen with the others. It's unfortunate they lost their jobs, but there were reasons for that. But you were accused of being crooked. In our Declaration of Independence, our forefathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, because the only thing they considered sacred was their honor.